Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Pei Zayin, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of daf Pei Vav Omid Beis Vayera Elov Hashem Be'eloine Mamre. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achein B'nei Yisrael Hanasun Batzor Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus Rufu Shalema for Chaim Yosef Shmuel Abba Ben Shira. So today's daf is the fifth of this five daf series tucked away in Masechtas Bava Metzia that deals with Divrei Agad. Specifically, at the end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara began to discuss the Suda that Avram Avinu served the Shloisha Anoshim that came to his tent in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. Today's daf is going to be almost entirely related to that episode, which, of course, is mentioned in the beginning of Parashas Vayera. So I think, although these are psukim that we're all quite familiar with, it is worthwhile to just chazer over the Torah Shebikzav, as today's daf is going to be the Torah Shebaal Peh related to those psukim. So Parashas Vayera, the fourth parasha in the Torah, begins, Vayera Elov Hashem Be'eloine Mamre, V'hu Yoishev Pesach Ha'oyel K'choy Mayer. Rashi says that the rest of the story is that Avram Avinu, in the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, was Mekayim the mitzvah of Mila. And the day that Hashem appeared to him was Yoim Shlishi leMilasai. We know that in the times of Chazal, a child on the third day of his Mila was considered a Chayla Sheyesh by Sakana. And on this very dangerous day in the life of Avram Avinu, Hashem appeared to him. The reason Hashem appeared to him on that day, Rashi says, was Levakir HaSachayl. He came to be Mevaka Chayla. Now the Pasuk says, where was Avram Avinu? He was sitting Pesach HaOil. He was sitting at the entranceway of the oil. Kichoyim HaYoyim. And it was a very, very hot day. Rashi says that the reason Avram Avinu was sitting at the Pesach of the oil is because he was looking for people that were walking by. He wanted to be Mekayim his mitzvah of Achnasas Archim. So Avram Avinu was legendary for his mitzvah of Achnasas Archim. At that present moment, there was nobody in his house for him to take care of. So he's sitting at the doorway of the aisle of his tent, literally, outside his front door, trying to find someone to recruit to come in so he'll be able to feed him. Now, it seems from the Pasuk that this was an extraordinarily hot day. And Rashi says it was, and it was almost Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. And the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood that the avoid of Avram Avinu was to do Achnasas Archim, but he wasn't well this day. And really, based on medical advice, the right thing for Avram Avinu to do would have been to take a rest. But if somebody would have knocked on his front door, there's no way he would have rested. So what Hashem did was he made it very, very hot, and therefore there was nobody outside. And as a result, Avram Avinu theoretically was able to rest, but Avram wasn't happy, and he was sitting Pesach HaOil, trying maybe to find somebody. Pasuk says, "Vayisa Einav." He lifts his eyes, "Vayar," and Avram Avinu sees the Hine Shloisha Anoshim Nitzavim Ol. There are three people standing in front of him. Rashi says that when Avram Avinu came to Avram, when Hashem came to Avram, and he saw that he was so bizarre over the fact that he didn't have anybody, so what did he do? Al derech nes, he sent three anoshim, which of course the Gemara is going to say weren't three people, but they were three malachim. They were the malach Michal, the malach Gavriel, and the malach Rafal, respectively. Even though they're standing on top of him, vayar, and he sees them tzim tzveitam al vayoratz lekrosam, and he ran towards them mipesach ha'oil from the entranceway of his oil vayishtachu arts, and he bowed down to them. Now Rashi speaks anochumish, which the Gemara is going to say in today's daf, that if you read the pasuk, it's almost even hard to follow. Avram Avinu looks up, he sees there are three anoshim, nitzavim olav. They're literally on top of him. What does the pasuk say a second later? Vayoratz lekrosam. He goes running towards them. Well, if they were on top of him, then why do you have to run towards them? So Rashi says that they came to him, but when they saw that he was in a matzav of tzar, they said, you know what? Maybe we'll come back tomorrow. Maybe this is not the best time for us to be here. So they go away. As soon as they go away, Avram Avinu runs towards them and he bows down. And he said, Adonai. So Rashi has two pshatim in what this pasuk means. The first pshat Rashi says is he was talking to the eldest of these three malachim. That's why Adonai is b'lashon cha. I understand, you see that I'm a little bit uncomfortable, but please, he begs him. No, is always a lashon bakasha. He begged them to please come in, have a cup of coffee, stay for a little bit. I want to take care of you. Rashi brings another pshat that the word Aleph Dal Nun Yud in this pasuk is not Lashon Chayil, but rather it's Lashon Kodesh. And who Avraham Avinu was talking to was not the eldest of these Malachim, but rather who he was talking to was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Avraham Avinu was in the middle of this Mare HaGadol, Vayera Elov Hashem Be'eloi Neimamre. So Avraham Avinu turns to Hashem and says, please, if you don't mind, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hold that thought. I understand, Vayera Elov Hashem, but I see three people now that look Oskehinget, and I have to run towards them, and I have to make sure I'm going to help them out a little bit. Either way, now Avraham Avinu turns to these three Anoshim, and he says, "Yukach no mat mine, take a little bit of water, v'rachatzu raglechem, and wash off your feet, v'hishanu tachas ha'etz, and then take a little bit of a rest underneath the tree." What was the idea of taking a little bit of water, v'rachatzu raglechem? So that was the last Gemara we saw in yesterday's daf, where the Gemara says that he saw they were Arvim, and he suspected that they were Ivdei Avodah Zarah, and as a result, the dust on their feet was Avodah Zara to get dust. See, he says, I want you to wash off your feet. I don't want any Avodah Zarah inside my tent. Take a little bit of a rest. In the meantime, the Ekcha Paslechem, I'm going to go get you bread. The Sadu, Lipchem, you'll eat a little bit. Achatavayru, and then you're going to leave. Kalkein Avardam Alavdechem, you pass by. This is the right thing to do. Vayoyimru, they said, Kein Tasa Kasher Dibarta. If this is what you ask us to do, no worries, this is what we're going to do. Vayimayr Avram Ho'oyel El Sarah. So Avraham Avinu gets to work. So what Avraham Avinu's hachnas azarchem looks like? Vayimayah. The first thing is he did a bezrizus. He went very quickly into his oil. He went to his wife Sarah. Vayimayah, and he said, "Mari, gaishnel, shloish siim kemach soiles, lushi vasi ugos. Make challah, make cake." Vela bakar rots Avraham. And then Avraham Avinu again. He's moving very, very quickly. He runs to the bakar. Vayikach ben bakar rach v'toy. We saw in yesterday's daf it wasn't one. It was actually three. Three for the three people that were there. Why do you need three animals for three people? Because Avraham Avinu wanted to give from the mufchar of the basar. And what's the best part of the meat? It's the tongue. And that's why he needed three animals. Vayiten al hanar. And he gave the animal to the nar. Rashi says it was his son Yishmael. Why did he give it to him? And he did it really quickly. Then he took pitter, v'chalav, and milch, uben habakar, together with this ben habakar. This is basa v'chalav 101, ki yudua, asherasa v'yitein lefneim, and he fed them, v'oymeid aleim, and Avraham Avinu was standing near them, tachas ha'etz, underneath the tree, v'yoychelu, as they were eating. So they're sitting and they're eating this meal. V'yoymru elav. So these three people tell Avram, where is your wife Sarah? Vayomer, he said, "Hinei ba'oil." What do you mean? She's a tznua, and she's in the oil. Vayomer. So the Malach said, "Shoyv ashuv elecha ke'es chaya, v'hinei bein l'sarah ishtecha." I have a very important piece of information to tell you. You see, we're not regular people. We're really angels. And we're Shlucha Derachman. We are literally messengers that were sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you the Besura that you've been waiting for. And the Besura is, Shoyv Oshav Eilecha Ke'eschaya V'hine Bein L'Sara Ishtecha. That in exactly 1 year from right now, your wife Sarah is going to give birth to a son. In the meantime, the pasuk says, "V'sarah sheimas pesach ha'oil v'hu achra." Sarah was standing inside the oil. They're all outside the oil, but Sarah is by the pesach of the oil, and she's listening into everything that's happening. So the pasuk says that at this time, where Sarah gets this besura by the shloish anoshim that she is going to have a child, Avram and Sarah skein bam bayom. Avram and Sarah, we know this from the previous parashas. They're already older. Chod aliyas l'Sarah oirach kinoshim, and Sarah no longer had oirach kinoshim. She no longer had dam nida, which means that biologically it was impossible for her to have children. So when she heard this besura of shoyv oshuv elecha ke'es chayav v'hine bein l'Sarah ishtecha, the pasuk says v'titzchak Sarah bekir b'leimah. Sarah laughed deep inside her neshama. And she said, "Achre veloisi hoisoli edna." Is it possible that after my body is the way it is right now, I have the body of an older woman, could I somehow now become young again, have an oirach kinoshim, and suddenly have a child? And not just that, v'adoni zake, my husband's also very old. And if that's the case, it's impossible. She almost scoffed at this idea that somehow she was going to have a child. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avraham, and it sounds like this is a continuation of the Vayera Elav Hashem, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was on hold, so to speak, and now this is the first time Hashem starts talking to Avraham again. And he says, Lomo Zeh Sochaka Sara Lemer, why wasn't it that Sara was laughing and she said, Ha'af Umnam Eled Vanizakanti, how am I going to be able to have a child? I'm already older. Now notice Rashi says, it's Gemara in today's daf, that Hashem doesn't mention to Avraham that Sara also said, Va'adoy Nizakin. Left out that part. Why? Because Hashem was worried that maybe Avram wouldn't have appreciated that. And you see from here that you could be Mishana the Emes Bepnei Hashalom. But Hashem says, but this idea that Avram, that Sarah is not sure and she's insecure whether she'll be able to have a child. Hayipole me Hashem davar. Is there anything that Hashem can't do? Lamoyed Ashuv Elecha. I am going to return exactly at this time right now in 1 year from now. And you're going to see that Sarah is going to have a child. And this is the first Aliyah in Parshas Vayera. The story continues, but we're going to stop here. And with that little bit of an introduction, we begin today's daf. Zok the Hele Gigamar. Vayera Elav Hashem Beiloi Neimamre. Vahu Yoishnev Pesach Ha'oyel Kichoy Mayom. Says the Gemara, Mai Kichoy Mayom. What does this word mean, Kichoy Mayom? So literally it was a hot day. But it sounds like the connotation is that it was a little bit more than just a hot day. Om Rab Cham Rab Chanin Rab Cham Rab Chanin and said, Oysa Yoyim Yom Shlishi Shom Bila Shalav Ram Hoyom. That day was the Yoyim Shlishi Shel Mila of Avram Avinu. Uba HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishol Avram, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to see how Avram Avinu was doing. He came to be Mevakar Chayil. Hoitze HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chama Min Artika. At the same time, Hashem also took a Chama Min Artika, some very, very powerful heat, Kedesh Loyatriach Oysa Tzadik Ba'archim, so that Avram Avinu shouldn't be busy with Archim. Meaning, he knew the Avodah of Avram Avinu was to be Machnas Oyrech, and he wanted to make sure that Avram Avinu was going to have a day off. He wasn't going to have to be working. Now, Avram Avinu wasn't happy. So what did he do? Shabbat Eliezer. He sent his trusty Eved Eliezer, Lemepak Levaru, to go outside, to try to find Archim. Nafak, he went out for Loyoshkach, and he couldn't find anybody. So he came back. He told Avram Avinu, the streets are empty. Nobody's outside. It doesn't look like we're going to be able to do Achnasas Archim today. Amar, Avram Avinu said, Loi mehem nolach. I don't believe you. Hainu da amri taman. This is what they meant in Eretz Yisrael. Right? This is Talmud Bavli talking. This is in Bavel. So hainu da amri taman. This is what they meant there in Eretz Yisrael when they said, Leisem nusa ba'avdi. That at the end of the day, even someone like Eliezer ben Avram, who's an Eved Neman, but at the same time, there's an idea of Leisem nusa ba'avdi. You can't really, really, really trust in Eved. It's enough fact. So Avram Avinu went outside. Iyu by himself. Chazel Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaya Bava. And Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that Avram Avinu mamish. He couldn't hold tzachayim. He's literally standing by the door of Israel. Amma Hainu Dechsev. That's Pshan in the pasuk that says Al No Savoy. May al avdecha. What does this mean? Kibin the Chazal. De ka osa v'shari. As soon as he saw that Avram Avinu was taking his bandages, he was putting them on, he was taking them off. Amar, he said, Lav Eirech Ara Le Mekam Hacha, it's inappropriate for me to be here. Hainu Dechsiv, this is Pshan in the Pasuk that says, Vayisa Eina Vayar, Vine Shloisha Nashim Nitzavim Eila, Vayar Vayaretz Le Krasam. That Avram Avinu looks up, he sees his three people, and then they're right in front of him, yet he has to run towards them. Miyasu, Mikara Asukam. Right, the Gemara explains that initially they had been right on top of him. But then they saw that he was in pain. They said, it's inappropriate for us to be here. And as a result, they walked away. As soon as Avram Avinu saw them walk away, he started running after them to recruit them to come back. Says the Gemara, who were these three people? So they weren't people. They were clearly malachim. Which malachim were they? So the Gemara says, Michal, the Gavriel, the Rifa. Why were the three malachim? Michal, Shabal of Asar Asar. Michal came to be Mavasner, to Psara. He was the one that said, Shoiv Oshuv Elecha, Ke'ez Chayu, the Sarah Bey. Rifa came, Shabal, Lurapis Avram. He came to Yel Avram Avinu. And Gavriel, the reason Gavriel came was the Ozal, the Mahapche, the Stoy. He came to be Mehapich Sadoim. So there were three malachim. Each malach had his shlichus of what he was coming to do. Now, two of them were going to operate at that very moment. Mechol was Levaser Asara, that happened during that Suda. Rafal came Lerapes Avram, that happened right then and there. Gavriel came to be Mahapach Sadaim, which really happens in the next parasha, that happens right after Sheni. Freak the Gemara Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, Vayavoyu Shnei Malachim Sadaimo Be'erev. It sounds like it wasn't just one Malach that went to be Mahapach Sadaim, it sounds like there were two Malachim that went to be Mahapach Sadaim. So the Gemara says, the Ozam Mechol Bahadeh, that although it was Gavriel that went to be Mahapach Sadaim, but Mechol went along. He went to save Lloyd. They Gonami arrived that that's what's going on. Because the Pasuk says, it says that although there were two Malachim that went to Stoim, but how many Malachim actually were Mahapach Stoim? One. It says the Balashon Yachid, Vayafach Esa Armael. But like Sniva Yahafchu, Shema Minosi. You see from here that really there was only one Malach that went to be Mahapach Stoim. Who was the Malach that did that? It was the Malach Gavriel. It says, Vayavoyu Shnei Malachim, because after Michal, was finished with his shlichos to be mevasasara, he went along together with Gavriel to Stoim, not to be mahapach Stoim, that was Gavriel shlichos, but he went l'shazvei l'loy. Rashi and Chumash Kiyodua says that it wasn't Michal that went along with Gavriel to save Lloyd, but rather it was Rafael that went along with Gavriel to save Lloyd. So it's machloikis whether it was Michal that had that second job, or whether it was Rafal that had that second job. Tosfos here on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis quotes that pshat. He quotes it in the name of a Bereshis Rabbah. But Tosfos asks Akasha. Tosfos says that the Medrash says that Ein Malach Echad Oisa Shtei Shlichos. That's a rule, that a Malach can't do Shtei Shlichos. And the truth is, that's why there were three Malachim that came. Why was it three Malachim that came? Why wasn't it one Malach that came to be Mevasa the Psot, to Sarah, to heal Avram, and to be Mahapach Sadaim? The teretz is because Ein Malach Echad Oysa Shtei Shlichos. So Freik Toys says, Mamanav Shachav, Ein Malach Oysa Shtei Shlichos. So how is it possible that Michal, after he gave the Psura to Psara, is now going to Stoim, and he's going to save Lloyd, and if you want it to be Rafal, it's Eichad Esal Bakasha. If there's a din of Ein Malach Echad Oysa Shtei Shlichos, so how is it possible over here that you have one Malach doing two Shlichos? So Toys has a Yesoid. But you saw it in the sugi of Ein Malach Oysa Shtei Shlichos. V'yei Shloimer. This halacha, that a Malach can't do Shtei Shlichos, that's b'mokim echad. In one place, a Malach can't do two Shlichos. But in two places, a Malach could do two Shlichos. And over here, the Shlichos of Michal or Rifal, the second Shlichos was in a different mokim. One was in the tent of Avram and Sarah, and the other one was in Sadaim, and being that the two Shlichosin didn't happen in the same place, so it's for that reason it wasn't a problem, and that's why it was okay for one Malach to do two Shlichos. But I'll tell you something interesting. We know, say this, Mimini Michal, Mismoili Gavriel, Mafonai Oriel, Meachairai Rifal. Now we always speak out from the brother of the Maral, in his Sefer Achayim, in his Zegeres Teal, he says it in at least two places that Gemara is Rosh HaTevis, Gavriel, Michal, Rifal, and Oriel. Because when a person learns Gemara, he's zoicha to this heavenly escort. Mimini Michal, Mismoili Gavriel, Mafonai Ariel, Umeachairai Rifal. There's an Indian that these four malachim somehow are the shoimrim on a yid that learns Torah. But these four malachim, they come together as a group. They come together as a unit very often. Now this is way above my pay grade. But the four malachim are known as the Malachi Merkava. These are the four Malachim of the Merkavas, the Kaviyachal, the Gary, Kuchibarichu, whatever the Merkava means. Obviously, this is the Maisa Merkava. You can't even be Dairish Be'echad unless you're someone that could understand it. But the bottom line is, these are the four Malachi Merkava. The Zohar HaKadosh, right here in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, asks, how come the Malach Uriel wasn't here? If Michal was here, Rafal was here, Gavriel was here, it would make sense that the Malach Uriel should be here as well. Why? I guess. Mimina Michal, Mismaila Gavriel, Mufana Ariel, Mechaira Rafal. This set is a unit, Kaviyachal. They're the Malach and Merkava. They always come together. I think part of the Oymek of the Kasha is that you see that one of the Malachim had two Shlichios. Whether it was the Malach Mecha, like the Gemara says here in Baba Metzia, Pei Vav Amud Beis, or whether it was the Malach Rafal, like Rashi says in Chumash, like Tosfos quotes B'shem Debreishis Rabba. But at the end of the day, there was one Malach that was doing two Shlichiyos. Tosfos has a Kasha, I thought, Ein Malach Ois Shtei Shlichas. So Tosfos has a Shtikol Torah, a whole Lomdus. Markim Echot, Shtei Mekoymus, as if we're learning a real Halachic Gemara over here. A Shtikol Torah in the Havon of understanding Ein Malach Ois Shtei Shlichas. But at the end of the day, L'chura, the Oymik of the Kasha of the Zohar Kaddish probably is, there were really four things that had to happen over here. So if there are four things that had to happen, it would make sense. Instead of being Soymechan of Yesh Loymar in a Tosfos, there should have been a fourth Malach. Who's the fourth Malach? The Malach Ariel. But either way, the Zohar mutches a little bit. Where is the Malach Ariel? And the Zohar says that even though the Malach Ariel didn't come, but he got a Tashlumen. At some point later in Tanakh, there would be a similar Mara to Vayera Elov Hashem Beiloine Mamre. It would happen al Yedei a Malach. And that Malach would be the Malach Ariel, and this is where he's getting made up for what he lost that over here. And when was that? That was the Maisa of Manoach and Shimshon. The Zohar Kodesh says, Malach deschazi leManoach. The Malach that appeared to Manoach and to Ishus Manoach to tell them that she, who was an Akor, is going to have a child, and this child is going to be Moshe and Shal Yisrael. He's going to be Shimshon. Who was that Malach? Nochis, v'iglile, v'aviro, v'schazile, v'do'iyu, Uriel. This is the Malach Uriel. Madaloy Nochis be'ilein da'avro. He did not come. He didn't have a schus to be together with Gavriel, Michal, and Raphael. Nochas hocha bilchoidoy. And that's why over here there was only one Malach and he came by himself. Levasra lemanoyach the osim midon. So again, this is above our pay grade. But the Malach Uriel is very noticeably not here. Befrat, being that there's a fourth shlichus and we have to come on to a v'yeshloy marin toisvis, but he gets his tashlumen, and where does he get his tashlumen? He gets his tashlumen with the Maisa Manoach. So again, this is very above my pay grade. But maybe a tzushtal to this is that the Archaim HaKadosh in the beginning of Parashas Vayera, it's the first Archaim, he's bothered with a kasha. The Pasuk says, Vayera Elov Hashem. He says, really, in diktuk, and based on precedent, what it should have said was Vayera Hashem Elov. It's always Vayera Hashem Elov. He brings Rayas. It's always Vayedabra Hashem El Moshe. Right? It's not Vayedabra El Moshe Hashem. So why here is it Vayera Elov Hashem? See, he says Venera. Ki kavonas hakosefi. The pshat in this pasuk is as follows. Shobo lo hidia. Shehishra Hashem shchinosoi olov. Venasa merkov lo shchin. Because at this point right here, Avraham Avinu wasn't just zoicha to some hiskalos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but this was a fundamental shift in the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu. And at this moment right now, what happened was Avraham Avinu became the Merkava L'Shechina. V'timtzu she'amru Chazal. And we know Chazal say, Ha'avos Merkava L'Shechina. The Avos are the Merkava to the Shechina. B'sil Sishon in Perek Chavav, at the very, very end, in Midas HaKdusha, he talks about this barichas, that a person can become so holy that he can become mamash like a malach, he become like the Mishka. He could become a piece of Kedusha. And what Chazal brings out that point? Ha'avos hein hein ha'merkava. So Chazal say Ha'avos are the merkava. For who Oimroi says the Arachayim HaKadosh, that's the Oimik, in Vayera Elov Hashem, Shegila Hashem, Shchinosoi Elov. Ulozeh hiktem tevas Elov, Laskaras Hashem. And that's why the word Elov comes before the word Hashem. Loimar, Sheniskaleis Olav Hashchino. He didn't just come to him. He came on him. The Shechina was literally on Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu now became the Merkava to the Shechina. Mashloi hoya nishma ba'oimrei vayera Hashem Elov. Had it said vayera Hashem Elov, you wouldn't have known that. Ki Hashem yafsik bein hagilui lamiskalaboy. V'hoveh. So that's the hard part, the Vahavin. But the point is that had it said Vayera Hashem Elov, so there would have been a hefsek between Vayera and Elov, you wouldn't have heard that what's happening over here is that Avraham Avinu is becoming the Merkava. But because there's no hefsek between Vayera and Elov, Vayera Elov, and then afterwards Hashem, that's how you know that what's happening over here is Avraham Avinu is becoming the Merkava. So the Archaim HaKadosh goes right, he says, Lazet Timtza. Shaloi nemar oid, you will never find again. In all the nevuas of Avram Avinu, vayera. Bechol ha-nevuas ha-nemoris la-Avram achre zoyes. Elo vayoymer Hashem, ki motzi hu lufon avatar l'roishay. Because it didn't need any more vayera elo Hashem. At that point, the vayera was there, and it was there to stay. At this point, moving forward, like we read the psukim before, vayoymer Hashem, now it's vayoymer Hashem. Because the vayera is not going to be necessary anymore. This Inyan of Vayera Elov Hashem Beiloine Mamre was when Avraham Avinu became the Merkava. Ha'avos hein hein ha'merkava. Who were the Shloisha Anoshim that appeared? It was the Malachi Merkava. And I think that gives a little bit of an oimek to what's muching in the Zohar HaKadosh. And that is, if that's what's happening over here, these are the Malachi Merkava that are present at this Hachtorah, where HaKadosh Baruch is becoming Hachtorah L'Roishoy Shel Avram Avinu. So all four Malachi Merkava should have been here. So where's the real? It's not stampunked, where's the real? Where's the real? The real belongs here. This is a maimed of Hachtorah, of Avram Avinu, becoming now the Merkava L'Shechina. Teretz is, whatever the Teretz is, but there's going to be a Tashlumen years later as it relates to Menai. That's the first order. The second order, very, very quickly, is, I'll tell you, a Dovah Nifla. I saw this in the Sefer Birchas Ish from Rabbi from Yitzchak Shein. He's Ram in Yeshiva Tferes Yerushalayim Staten Island. We've quoted from this very, very Chashuva Sefer in the past. And that is, he says a beautiful, beautiful Zach. He says that Avram Avinu was a Chayla, it was Shlish Lomiva. And Kosh Baruch Hu came to Avram Avinu to be Mavaka Chayla. And then a minute later, he saw that he was Betzar, and what did he do? He sends the Shloish Anoshim, which was really not the Meikara. The Meikara, the initial thought process was that if Avram Avinu was not feeling well, then today's a good day to have a day off. But Lamaisa, Kadosh Baruch Hu saw Avram Avinu, and he shifted and fakert. He dafke sent the Shloish Anoshim. So he says, everyone knows that the Ramban says, we talk about this a lot, that what's the toyelas? What's the purpose of the mitzvah of Bikur Chayim? So he says, there's two tachlis. Number one, see that the chayla is not doing well. It's like this, you'll daven for him. Number two, the toyelas of the mitzvah bikur chayla is to see what he needs and to do for him whatever you think he might need. The yisoid and the tachlis of bikur chayla is, you see a chayla is bitzar, maybe he needs something. And if he does, let me do it for him. He said, Kadosh Baruch Hu went to be mevaka chayla Avram Avinu. He wanted to see how he was doing. So he said, Vostaf Avram Avinu. He needed one thing. You know what he needed? He needed archim. So mitzad the mitzvah of achnosis arch, mitzvah of bikur chayla. What did he do? Atem geshikt archim. Because that's what that is what bikur chayla is. Bikur chayla is what does the chayla need? And whatever. If he needed food, he would have given him food, right? He needed archim. That's what he needed. And he says, that's the lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, Ra'u mitzayer. He saw that he was bitzar. The purpose of bikur chayla is to look at the chayla and to see what he needs. What did Avram Avinu need? Avram Avinu needed Archim. That's what he needed. If that's what he needed, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. Zok Gemara Vaita. Pasuk says, Maishna legabe Avram. Why by Avram Avinu, dechsev kein tase kashedi barter? Right, so when Avram Avinu offers food to the Malachim, so what do they say? No worries, absolutely. Can we see a menu? Right, immediately they want to eat. Maishna legabe loit, dechsev ayivtzor bamba'oi. But when it comes to loit, faket, loit, in the next parasha, here in Parshas Vayera, so Lloyd offers the Malachim fruit, the two Malachim, right? I'm not sure who they are, but we know Gavriel's one, either Michal or Rafal, and they don't want food. Now, eventually they ate, but it was Vayivtzar Bam Ma'oid, he had to really push them. Amar Rabbalazar said, Mikan, you learn from Hishim, Misarvin, the Katan, Misarvin, the Gadol, that it's okay to refuse a Katan. Lloyd was a Katan, Avram Avinu was a Gadol, it's not okay to refuse a Gadol. The Pasuk says, Ve'echa Pas Lechem. So initially, Avram Avinu tells the Malachim, let me go give you some food. What does he offer them? He offers them bread. V'ksiv l'maisa, what did he give them? V'alabokar, Ratz Avram. He didn't give them bread. He gave them a whole steak dinner. I'm Rabbi Loz, Hashem. You can't from here. You learn that tzaddikim oimrim ma'at v'oisim harbe. Tzaddikim, they talk a little, but they do a lot. Risham oimrim harbe v'afilu ma'at enam oisim. As opposed to Risham, by the way, they talk a lot. They talk a big game. A betachlis, they don't do very much. Now, how do you know that tzaddikim talk a little, they do a lot? Because Avram Avinu says, I'm going to bring you a little bit of bread. And Lamaisa, he gave him the Suda that the Gemara said was bigger than Suda Shleim B'Shaita. Now, how do you know that Risham are just the opposite? Because the Pasuk says, Eretz Arba Meir Shekel. Guess it, right? When Avram Avinu is negotiating with Ephraim, he says, what are we even negotiating about here? Big deal. The whole thing is what? It's a couple of shekel. Ula B'Soiv K'siv, Lamaisa, when it came to the closing, what Avram Avinu have to give him? He says, Vayishma Avram El Ephraim, Vayishkel Avram the Ephraim, as Akesif Ashadiv Bazan Echis, Arba Meir Shekel Kesef, over the Soicher. He didn't just have to pay. He paid Arba Meir Shekel Kesef, and the money he gave him was over the Soicher. And what that means is Lo Shokel Minei El Kantari. He took the most choshev currency, the Ikud Duchta, the Kari, Letikla Kantira. And the way we know this is because he gave him Arba Meir Shekel. Shekel means a shekel, right? But it could also mean Kantari. And that's what he took from him. So if he took from Kantira, he started off talking, big deal. What is it? Beini Uvein Chamahi, right? But at the end of the day, he ended up taking something very chashev. And that's this Indian that Tzadikim, they say a little, they do a lot. Risham, they say a lot and they do a little. Now, if this idea sounds familiar, it's a very famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Shammai is the one that said it. Shammai said, That's something we talk a lot about. That Shammai is the one that said, "Having mekabelos kol adam b'sefer panim yofes." Right, Shammai, who when the ger said, "Teach me kol ha'Torah kula al regel achas," right, he threw him out of his house. But Shammai, whose personality seems to burst in a different way throughout Shas, he's the balamemra of having mekabelos kol adam b'sefer panim yofes. But the line before that is emor ma'at v'aseh arbeh. So if you look in the pirish of the Vilna Gaon on Pirkei Avos, we always speak this out. What's the pirish? Hagra on Avos. So for every Mishnah, he quotes a pasuk. Every Mishnah has to have a pasuk. So the Goyim to Yedua quoted the first Rashi in Masechtas Bava Kama. Arba Avos Nazikin. Avos Kari Lahanach Tachsivim Bekra Behedya. What's the Taitch of an Av? There has to be a pasuk. So if the Masechtas is called Masechtas Avos, that means everything in Masechtas Avos has a pasuk. So he says, what's the pasuk that Mar Ma'at Vasei Harbei? So the Goyim says, Ksiv, because it says, Ve'ekcha Pas Lechem. And it says, "Oh, Gavaldik, it's this Gemara right here." Bava Metzia, that Pezayin Amar Aleph. This is the Avos Kari Lahanach Tachsiv B'Krab Behedya. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says this Indian of Emor Ma'atah Se'arbei. It's our Gemara right here. Says the Gemara, "Ksiv Kemach, Ksiv Soilas." So the pasuk says that Vayimar Avram Ha'Oyel El Sara. Vayomer, and he tells Sara, "Marry, go fast." And prepare shloish se'im kemach soilas lushi vasi ugois. So it's going to be three so'im of kemach soilas. Gemara says that's a problem. It's an oxymoron. It's a stira. Kemach is not soilas, and soilas is not kemach. Now they both mean flour to us, but soilas is more fine flour. Kemach is more coarse flour. So says the Gemara, which one was it? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Mikan, you learn from Isha. Isha tzarei neba archem yosim eno ish." That the woman is tzarei enea when it comes to the archa more than this, meaning the man is happy to, you know, open the bar. But the woman, she's a little more tzara as it relates to the archa. So how does this even work? So the way the Mepharshim explained is that Avram Avinu said, "Mari shloish se'im. I want you to prepare three se'im." So tzara said right away, "Kemach, no problem, I'm going to serve kemach." Avram Avinu said, "No, soilas. I want it to be soilas." Why did tzara want kemach? Because the Isha is Tzara Einel, but Archim Yosef from the Ish, Rav Avinu says, "No, I want it to be soilas." The Pasuk says, "Lushi Vasi Ugois," Viksiv, and the Pasuk says, "Vayikach Chema V'chalo V'ben HaBakar." V'ilu Lechem Le'yaisi L'kamayu. So the Gemara asks an even more obvious question. So Rav Avinu says, "I'm going to bring bread," and what does he bring? He brings a dinner that the world has never seen. But there was one thing that Rav Avinu didn't bring, and that is, he didn't bring bread. So they say the tzaddikim, they say a little, they do a lot. The goyin, moiridig. Abel amaisa, ikka chasam an asefer. What happened to the bread, right? There's no bread. They want to wash, brachas, sachin, right? Where is the bread? I'm Ephraim Mekshah, Talmidash HaMeir, Mishmeder HaMeir, Avram Avinu Oichel Chulam B'Tahayra Hoya. Avram Avinu was an Oichel Chulam B'Tahayra, V'sari Imenu Oisa Yoyim Pirsa Nida. On that day, Sarah was Pirsa Nida, and because she was Pirsa Nida, so therefore, they couldn't eat the bread. Ayin, the related great bites, spoke out. Last machza, a marsha, in Chedushi Agadis, a mesechtis, nida davav, a dover nifla that explains this gemar. Vayoymu elo. So they tell Avram, "Aye soru ishtecha." Where's your wife, soru? Vayoymer. Avram Avinu said, "Hine ba'oyo." She is in the tent. Loidia, we learn from Yisha, soru, made it snua hoysa. Meaning she was in the oil, kakfuda bas malach benima. That's what she was. Amra, vino, my rab, item, rab, yitzchok. Yoy, the malach yashar, soru, made it ba'oyo hoysa. The malach yashar really knew that soru, made it was in the oil. Aye, if that's the case, elo, my ba'oyo. Right, so what's this whole conversation about? Kedei lechabaval ba'ilo. Because they wanted Avram Avinu to be able to say it, because they knew by him saying it, it would make him feel good. And l'chavaval baila, they asked something that they already knew. I once heard B'Shem Rav Pam. He said that there were three malachim. Each malach had his own shlichus, right? A malach has a very, very specific, unique shlichus. He can't do more than one thing. So which one of the malachim was it that asked this question to Avram? Kidei l'chavaval baila. L'chura, that's a second shlichus. B'chad mokim. Terror's not going to help you for this. So how is this allowable? So Rav Pam said that these three malachim came like anoshim. They came like menshin. Which means they were allowed to act like a mensh, right? That wasn't a chelik of their shlichus. To act like a mensh, that's who they were. That was their disguise. He says a mensh goes to somebody's house and he wants the person to feel good. Al tzakara satoiv. So the lechav v'al baila wasn't a shlichus. The lechav v'al baila was part and parcel of them poshut being decent, of them being a mensh. Either way, the reason they asked the question was kidei lechav v'al baila. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina Amar kidei l'shagel l'koshal bracha. That the reason they wanted to know what Sarah was because they wanted Sarah to get from the koshal bracha. Tani mishum Rabbi Yosi lama nakad al ayoy. If you look at the word Vayomru Elov. So this Pintelach on top of the Aleph, on top of the Yud, and on top of the Vav. So there was a Braisa that was torn, the name of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was bothered by this. Lama Nakud Al Ayoy. Limda Tayr Derech Eretz. We learn from here Derech Eretz. Shen Yishol Adam Bachsan Yishalai. That the right thing to do is that if somebody is in somebody's house, you should ask about the Achsanya. You should ask about the Balabusta. And this is Derech Eretz. This is proper etiquette. And that's why you have these Yuds. These little Pintelach. Now, what does the Pintelach have to do with Limda Tayr Derech Eretz? We didn't even see this. So Rashi says an interesting pshat. Rashi says that the Pintelach on top of the Ayoy is Machlish the Ayoy. It makes those letters a little bit schwach. Meaning, they wanted to know ayah sara ishtecha, but they didn't really want to know. It wasn't such an ayah, right? An ayah where you really want to know. This is a shvachera ayah. So why would there be a shvacha ayah? To teach me that it's not that they were curious as much as lim d'teir, derech eretz. This is what you're supposed to do. This is what you're supposed to do. This is what you do. But it's not so much that they really cared that much. The Amar Shmuel, but the Gemara says, that's true. Lim d'teir, derech eretz. Shnei yishol adam achsan yishol. Shmuel taught us just the opposite, right? In shoylem, shloim yishaklal. It would seem to be inappropriate. A man comes to somebody's house, he asks him where's his wife. So the Gemara says, ayidei bai l'shani. Being that this was happening, meaning they weren't going to talk to her, they were making conversation with the husband, viznam vab. They're not asking to speak to her, etc. So being that it was all ayidei bai lo, so therefore, in this instance, it was okay. Pasuk continued. Achri b'lois mi hoysel yedna. So Sarah overhears how the Malach tells Avram, that shoyv ashev elecha keis chay l'sara ben. And when Sarah heard that, v'titzchak Sarah bekir b'leimah, achre b'loisi hoysen li'edna, v'adoyni zokin, Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda said, that what happened, taket Sarah, achashen nisbala habasar, after the basar was nisbala, meaning it had aged, v'rabu hakmatim, nisadin habasar, all of a sudden, her basar started to shine again, v'nispashtu hakmatim, all the wrinkles went away, v'chazra yoifilim koimoy, and all her yoifim came back. Siv, the pasuk says, v'adoyni zokin. V'ksiv, and the pasuk says, v'ani zokanti, meaning, what did Sarah say? Sarah, when she was Vatitzchak Sar Bekir Balemar, she said, Achri Beloit Haisli Edna, Vadoini Zake. And what does Hashem tell Avram? Sarah said, Vayem Hashem al Avram, Lomazet Sochako Sarah Lima Af Umlan Eile, Vanizaka. That's not what happened. It sounds like Hashem distorted what Sarah really said. So the Gemara says, yeah, like Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to give over the message exactly the way it happened. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, and in the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they learned an unbelievable Musar from this. That Gadol Shalom, Shalom is so chashuv, Shafilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shina by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Shmo Yemes, right? Kulo Yemes, Afal Pikein. Meaning, that fact that a person can be Mashana with Nea Shalom is a Chiddush and Halacha. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Becheftzus Yemes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even Kaviyochel was Mashana, Shenema, Batitzchak, Sora, Bekirba, Vigoymer, Vadoini, Zoke, Fixiv, Vayomer, Shema, Avram, Vigoymer, Vani, Zokanti. Vatoymer, Mimile, Lavram, Heinika, Bonim, Sarah. The Pasuk says, and this Pasuk is later, it's already in Perek of Aleph, Mi mile l'Avram heinika banim Sarah ki eladati ben l'skunav. Meaning, Sarah, it's like a chiddush that Sarah was able to have a child and able to nurse a child. So the Gemara asks, Mi mile l'Avram heinika banim Sarah? Now, banim is a lashon rab. Kama banim heinika Sarah? Fake the Gemara, rhetorically, right? How many sons was Sarah man? It was what? It was Yitzchak. Amr Ablev, Rav Leis said, Oysi yam shagam l'Avram es Yitzchak benoy. That day, that Avram was gomel es Yitzchak benoy. Asa suda gedoyli made a big suda. And how you call Umay Sa'ilam Iran and Va'aymer. And what happened was, when he made this big Suda, so all the Umay Sa'ilam, they were making Latsanis. They said, Re'isim Zokin Uskena Sheviu Asufi Men Ashok. You see what this Zokin and Skena did? They took an Asufi, right? What's an Asufi? Of Perikasari Yuchsin fame. Asufi is someone, no father, no mother. Va'aymer, and that same Benenuhu, right? Basically, they adopted a child, and they're saying that this is their child, but there's no way it's really their child. V'loyoy, that the choice of Mishta Godo, Lahamadavim. They're literally proving their point, they're putting an exclamation mark on it. They're literally making a grace to the Ma'as Avram Avinu. What Avram Avinu do? Halach v'zimen kol gedolei le'adar. He went and he invited all the gedolei le'adar. V'sari imedu zim no es nishaseh. And Sarah went and invited their wives. Notice the sensitivity, right? Rashi brings in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. Avram migayeres anoshim, Sarah migayeres es anoshim. Avram was involved with the men, and Sarah was involved with the froyen. But Avram wasn't involved with the froyen, and Sarah wasn't involved with the men. You see it here, and just in the Dikto Kaloshin. Ma osa, Avram avinu holach v'zimen kol gadoi liador, v'sori imenu zimno es nishnosem. Holach es v'achas avi abno ima. All the women brought their children with them, u'menikto loy hevia. But they left the menekes, this professional nurser, behind. The nasa nes v'sori imenu, Kadosh Baruch Hu performed the miracle to Sarah. V'niftechu da'deo, v'shtei mayonois, v'heniko es kulon. And she was able to be menek all these different children, to prove that outside of something had happened physically, and this is why she was able to do this. However, they were still being miranim, and they were saying, habas tishim shana, even if Sarah, who's 90 years old, was able to somehow have a child, but had Avram Avinu have the child? Meaning, okay, a miracle happened. No, miracles happen, maybe. But that it was a double miracle, that Sai Sara, Sai Avram, that already they weren't able to accept. So they said that maybe the father is somebody else, right? May Avimelech Nesabra Sara. This leads right into the Litzani Adar, right? They even had an alibi and a rationale of maybe how this child was born. Miyad nepach klasd upon him shal Yitzchak. Immediately, b'derech nes, the klasd upon him of Yitzchak changed. V'nidma l'Avram. And all of a sudden, he looked like Avram. Pasuk kulam v'amru. The pasuk in the beginning of Parashas told us, Avram hoilas Yitzchak. Everybody knows that Yitzchak looked exactly like Avram. But this is the rest of the story. It wasn't born that way. This was something that changed. And it was happened because of the Litzani Adar, like Rashi brings in Chumash, but it was because of this Maaseh Shehaya Kach Haya that everything changed the way it changed. But notice one interesting thing, and that is that Sarah had a miracle happen, Habas Tishim Teled, she had a child. Avram had a miracle happen, he was 100 years old, and still he was able to have a child. But the Nusach of the miracle was different. The way Sarah's miracle was manifest was that she became young again. The Lashon HaGemara is Nisadin Habasar, Nispashtu Hakamotim, Niftachu Dader Kishtei Mayonos. Right? Her physical being changed. By Avram Avinu, you don't find that his physical being changed. Avram Avinu was 100 years old, and despite the fact that Al Pider Chateva, he shouldn't have had a child, Afal Pikin, he was able to have a child. So the Briskirov teached that the Pasuk says, Vatitzchak Sarah Bekir Balemar. When Sarah heard the Besura that she was going to have a child, she said, "Achre beloisi hoisoli edna." After I already was beloisi, is it possible that I'm going to become young again? And then she said, "Vadoy nizakin," and not just that, my husband is old. But said the Rav, notice the dikta kaloshin, that when she was questioning how she would be able to have a child, what was her question? "Achre beloisi hoisoli edna," because she understood that what was the nes supposed to be? The nes is supposed to be that she was going to become young again. She said, "Achre beloisi, I'm already old, hoisoli edna. How am I going to become young? It doesn't make sense." But as it relates to Avram, his metzias was never supposed to change. What was the miracle going to be? That Agami zizakin still is going to have a child. So she said, "Vadoy nizakin." Right? She didn't say that I'm old and my husband's old, and she didn't say "Achri b'loisi oisli edna," and my husband somehow he's going to come back to a matziv of koychi v'reishis oini. That's not what she said. She said "Achri b'loisi," as it relates to me, how is it possible oisli edna? And as it relates to my husband, how is it possible vadoy nizakin? So the Rav said that's pashup shat. That's what's going on in the pasuk, because her miracle tackle was that her physicality changed. His miracle was that Agami was a zakin. Still, he was able to have a child, and that's why she worded it. The husband. Either way, the pasuk says, till Avram Avinu, there was no such thing as getting old. And this posed a little bit of a technical problem. Why? Because if any person wanted to speak to Avram Avinu, sometimes he would speak to Yitzchak. So there was Avram and Yitzchak looked exactly alike, and there was no metzias of Zikna, in that physical sense, where you looked different, even though we just made a big deal about Vadoi Nizokin. But I guess physically, you looked the same. And because physically, you looked the same, so if somebody wanted to talk to Avram, he would talk to Yitzchak. Yitzchak, he would talk to Avram, like identical twins, right? So what happened? Us Avram, Avram came, Boy Rachme, he davened, behave Zikna. And all of a sudden, Zikna descended upon the world. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Avram zokein babayom ad Yaakov lehav chulsho." Until Yaakov Avinu, there was no such thing as becoming sick. Also, Yaakov barachmi v'havi chulsho. Yaakov Avinu came, he davened, and because he davened, all of a sudden there was chulsho. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Vayomer li Yosef, hinei avicha choila." But really, this is not the way it was supposed to be. Now, why did Avraham Avinu want that there should be chayli, right? Why did he want that there should be chulsha? Rashi says, sheyechla adam lifnei moisli, right? What he wanted was that people, before they die, they should have a little bit of warning. The reason is, yitzav lebeisai. There's an inyan of writing a tzavah, there's an inyan of shuv yoy mechad kaidem yisascha. So it's very good sometimes for a person to get a heads up and to get a little bit of a warning. It's like this, he gets to prepare for where he's going. And it's for that reason, Yaakov daven for it, and that's the rest of the story, says the Gemara. More on this note. Adas Alisha, they have the chalash for itbach. Until Alisha, there was no such thing that somebody became sick and he had a refuah. Also, Alisha came by Rachmi the itbach. Alisha changed all that. Shanem, the pasuk says, Alisha chala es choyoy ashe yamus by. Mechlal, the chale, he was the first, he was chalash, he got sick and he died from it. Mechlal, you see from here, the chala chale achriti. That wasn't the first time he got sick. Must be he was healed from that machla. So you see from here that Elisha was someone that was sick and was healed. And the Gemara is taking a leap of faith and taking it a step further. He's the first person that this had to happen to. On that note, Tana Rabbah. There were three times that Elisha got sick. One is because he pushed away Gechasi b'shteyadav. So Gechasi is Elisha's gaba. It's one of the people that are ilam chelek lo ilam haba. And he had done something very, very bad, and Elisha pushed him away, right? We learn from here that a person should always be small doicha v'yamin mekarif. We learn it from Elisha and Gechazi, also from Yesha and Noitzri, the Gemara with Rabbi Shua ben Bracha, and in Soif Soita, the Inkara Mokum Laharach. But the bottom line is that because of what Elisha did, he became a chayil. Another time that he became sick is because of a Gemara that's also discussed, interestingly, in the end of Mesechta Soita, where the Gemara tells the story that Elisha was once walking and there were Tinoikis, they were making Latsonis of Elisha, they made fun of the way he looked physically, and Elisha realized that these were not good chevros. What he did was, he had beers come, he made a forest, and then had the beers come, but Al-Kopana, because of what he did, his oinish was, it became a chayla, the echach ha-meisvay. The last time is the chayla from which he died, Shanem, the pasuk says, V'Elisha chala es chaya yasha yamus. So we're just going to finish from here until the Mishnah. We'll do this very, very quickly. We're going to stop at the Mishnah. We'll have a lot of work to do tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, and then we'll speak out some more raid in the beginning of Parashas Vayera. So going back to the Mishnah, what did the Mishnah say? That if somebody hires a poil, so you're always supposed to provide based on the minig hamakim. So whatever the minig hamakim is, that's what you're supposed to do. If the minig hamakim is to give mazai, you give mazai. What happens if somebody offers mazon when the minig hamakim is to give mazon? So the Mishnah doesn't say that mafurish, but chasurim nechshav achitani was inserted into the Mishnah. Then already, once you're marba, you're marba. And these are Bnei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. And as a result, you can't even be yoytzna with Suda Shloime B'Shaitai. You'd have to give even more. So Limar told a story. And what was the story? With one of the Tanoim, Ma'isib Rabbi Yochanan Masya. He told his son, go hire Poyalim. The Minhag HaMakom wants to give Mazonis, and he offered Mazonis anyways. He came back and he says, you know, Tata, I offered Mazonis. He said, you offered Mazonis? Loif, Schnell, go tell him right now that we're not giving more than past kitnes vilvat. Now, he said, if they didn't start working, you could do that. Once they started working, then it's already too late. So the Gemara says like this. The Bnei Yeshiva weren't sure. Amalei Rav Acha B'rei, the Rav Yosef, the Rav Chiz. The past kitnes tanat, or past vik kitnes tanat? Is it past kitnes, past that's made of kitnes? Or was it past vik kitnes, right? Like this is rice bread, that's what we're handling over here? Or past vik kitnes? I guess it wasn't clear if there was a vav there or not. Amalei, he told him, Amalei Kim, tzricha vav. He said a lashon shvuah. There has to be a vav there. Now does it have to be a vav? There has to be a big vav. Ki meiradya de libros. It should be the size of the oars that we use in this Libros river. So it should be a very, very low, like an endoni. A very, very big vav. The point is, yes, there has to be a vav there. It's pas vikitnes. So this is the halacha part, which also has like, I got it to feel. B'shim Gamliel, lo me'in etzarech hakol k'minig hamadina. B'shim Gamliel says, not everything is k'minig hamadina. Says the Gemara, hakol asu yemai. Right, hakol is always coming to be married by some things. Hakol k'minig hamadina. It's coming to be marba hada tanana. So if somebody hires a poyv, he told him, say, how much are you going to pay me? I'll pay you like one or two people get paid in the city. Rabbi Shua says, okay, you can go find who the lowest income earners are in the city, find out what their wages are. That's what you can, if you said one or two, okay. So I'll give you the least amount possible, right? Tafasta meruba loy tafasta, tafasta mo tafasta, and all the other cliches that come along with this. The chachamim ayrim b'sham demene, and the chachamim say no. You have to find the derech hamamutza. So you don't give based on the cheapest, you don't give based on the most expensive. You try to find what the derech hamamutza is, and whatever the derech hamamutza is, it's that you should go and you should give. So as it relates to the beginning of Parshas Vayera, we spoke at a little bit of Raid, the whole daf was Raid, really, but just a few ha'aras. The first ha'ara is, Reb Moshe Feinstein, in his Sefer Darash Moshe, and it's also printed in the Sefer Kol Ram, says that we saw in yesterday's daf, the Chazal say, that when Avram Avinu prepared this meal for the Shloisha Anoshim, so there were some things that he did by himself, and there were other things that he did, not by himself, he did al yidei shliach. Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol masha asa Avram, l'malachi ha'shoris pa'atzmai, asa kodesh baruch hu levonav ma'atzmai. Everything that Avram Avinu did by himself, Avram Avinu was rewarded, that Hashem gave something to his descendants, and what Hashem did to his descendants, he did ba'atzmai. But everything that Avram Avinu did al yidei shliach, also Hakadosh Baruch Hu lebanav al yidei shliach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu did to Avram Avinu's sons, but he did it al yidei shliach. So whatever Avram Avinu did by himself, he was rewarded midah keneged midah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave to him by himself. But whatever Avram Avinu did al yidei shliach, Avram Avinu was rewarded midah keneged midah that Hashem did back for him, albeit al yidei shliach. So Rav Moshe made two observations from this chazal. The first observation, really it's the second observation, if you go in order, is that people think sometimes that when it comes to Ben Adam Lechaveroi, it's a bottom line. It's a goal, it's a result-driven avoida. So, if you do a chesed with somebody, who cares how you did the chesed? Just get the job done, right? There's certain jobs where nobody cares where you are, how you did it, as long as you arrive, so you did what it is that you're supposed to do. And really, you could have thought that Ben Adam Lechaver is like that. So you're going to give chesed, you're going to do tzedakah. So if the money arrives in this other person's account, so you did what you were supposed to do. You accomplished your goal. Who cares how you go about it? He says, Chazal will megalot us over here that it's not the case. Whatever Avram Avinu did ba'atzmai, he was rewarded ba'atzmai. And whatever Avram Avinu did al yidei shliach, he was rewarded al yidei shliach. What's the difference? At the end of the day, he served them a delicious meal. The teretz is because how you do the chesed makes a tremendous difference. And a chaps and afkamin and how the reward's going to be l'dayre dayres. So don't think it's all result driven. No, how you do the chesed is going to chap a big nafkamin. But then Rav Moshe made another observation, and this is famous. He says that it sounds a little bit like whatever Avram Avinu did al yidei shliach, he was actually punished for. He didn't get the full reward for whatever he was that he did al yidei shliach. And the emes is it's a pel, because Rashi says in Chumash that who is the nar, who is the shikingel that was helping Avram Avinu in the beginning of Parshas Vayera? It was his son Yishmael. And Rashi says the reason he engaged Yishmael in this great avoda was kedei lechanchoi b'mitzvahs. So if that's the case, he's punished, he was being mechanach Yishmael. He was doing something unbelievable. It says Rav Moshe Adavar Nifla, you saw God on chinuch. Rav Moshe says that you see from here that the proper way to do chinuch is not to tell your child what to do, but it's to do what you want your child to do. Let him observe so that you can lead by example. If Avram Avinu's kivun was to be mechanach Yishmael, you know you mechanach Yishmael. You show Yishmael be mefirtzich. When three orchim come on a boiling hot day and they're hungry and they're thirsty and they're tired and you're not feeling well, and how you go ahead and you take care of them. And the kedei lechanchoi b'mitzvahs, the appropriate way, the mufchadig way to have done it would have been for Avram to do everything by himself. And it's true, when Avram gave this to Yishmael and that to Yishmael, he was being mechanachim. But in Hilchas Chinuch, it wasn't 100% the perfect way to do it. And it's for that reason that Avram Avinu on some level was punished, or at least didn't get the same level of schar that he got for everything that he did by himself. It's interesting, Rav Moshe went on in this piece to say that there were a lot of Yidden after the war that they were moise nefesh to be shomer Torah mitzvahs. He says, but when they did it that, and it looked like an oil. So Shvetz is an Ayid. And he sent those children, so many of them, Yiddishkeit didn't have a kiyum with them. They went off to Derech, they went away from it. And the reason is because even though the parents were telling the children what to do, but they were leading very poorly by example. Because the child looked at the parent and says, yeah, I see my father, he's moisa nefesh for this, he's moisa nefesh for that. He says, the problem is when it looks like an oil, and when it looks like a mysterious nefesh, a child's not interested in that. And if he feels he has a way out, and he has another option in life, he might be boicher, he may choose the other option. You lead by example, but that comes with a tremendous responsibility. It's not just what you do, it's how you do it. And that was the tefillah on Avram Avinu. You want to lead? You want to be mechanech? The way to be mechanech is by leading by example. But I'll tell you one hoisafah to this, and that is Rav Meshulam David HaLevi Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik L'Vracha. This is in the Shiurim. in Alatoira. So he says, El Anar Ze Yishmol Lechanche B'mitzvahs. Could I to read it inside? V'omar Moronza, that the Briskerov said, the Yesh Bozeh Limud Gadol. There's a tremendous limud you can learn from the fact that Avram Avinu was Mechanech Yishmol. Dehine, Oysei Ayoyim, Kishem Shoy Yishlishi L'milu Avram. That day, just like it was the Shlishi L'milu Avram, Kacho Yigam Shlishi L'milu Yishmol. It was also the Shlishi L'milu for Yishmol. Ukamoy Shoy Avram Be Yisurim Gedoylem. And just like Avram Avinu was in Yisurim Gedoylem on that day, Kach Gam Hoy Yishmol. He says, Poshin Yishmol was also Be Yisurim Gedoylem. Umikom Mokar. However, kivon shegam biyisurim gedolim. Even when a person is biyisurim gedolim, tzorich lasis mitzvahs. Ukefish shetarach has Avram. A person still has to do mitzvahs. Nichlal b'mitzvahs chinuch gam dover zeh. That means it's included in the mitzvah of chinuch lechanchoy lekayim es hamitzvahs gam mitoich yisurim gedolim. Va'al kein tzivayu os bezeh. Hergish nifla. Avram Avinu was biyisurim gedolim. We talk so much about it. Yishmael was also shlishi l'milu. He had the milu the same day. When Shmitu was also biyisurim gedolim. And afal pikein kidei lechanche b'mitzvahs. Avram Avinu stinking chinuch. And the Briskerov said that you see from here that chinuch is not just to be mechanech a child to do a mitzvah when it's easy and convenient. A father has to be mechanech a child to do mitzvahs even if he's going through adversity. It's part and parcel. It's nichla and the ikim mitzvahs chinuch. And the tzvar is pashut. If Avram Avinu had an inyan to go ahead and be Tereyach, that means that it's included in Chinuch. Because what's Chinuch? Gam ki yaskin lo yosim imano. So you see from here the Mesiris Neshefesh of Avram to do the mitzvah, even though he was Betoich Yisurim Gedolim. But you also see from here, that included in that is being Mechanuch a child. And training a child from a young age, that even though sometimes it's hard, and sometimes you're not in the mood, and sometimes you're not down, right? That's a more modern sprach. But the point is that a father has to be mechanech a child, that even during those tkufas, you go vayti, you push away, you lead by example, like Ramosha said. But the point is that chinuch is not only teach the child to be mechanech the child to do things when the world is perfect, even to do things mitoich yisurim gedolim, even to do things while a person is dealing with a little bit of adversity. On the topic of Briska Ha'aris, right here in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, I'll tell you a davar nifla there. Meir Alevi Soloveitchik, Zichet Tzadik Levracha. This is in the Shiurim for Meir Alevi, brings here in Parshas Vayera. You have to read this inside also. Kishahoyam Marin Hagrach Satzal, Yelet Katan. When the Reb Chaim Briska was a young child, if the Olam didn't hear the story, it's going to come as a surprise. Cholam Oid, he was very, very sick. And literally, his life was in danger. Till it got to the point that the doctors gave up hope. Reb Chaim was a young child, and he was very, very sick, and the doctors literally wrote Reb Chaim off. They said, there's no hope, there's no way, I'll be derech hateva, that this child is going to have a refuah. But Oysot Kufa, during that time, Shah HaBeis HaLevi, Beis HaLevi, who was Reb Chaim's father, was BeBeis Choisnoi. He was in the house of a shver. Shahoya chosid shala adma mikoydenov zatzal. So the Beis HaLevi shver was a chsid shiyid, and he was a koydenov a chusid. Ubaoysim yom and higia adma vasarech, but Beis Chomov shabeis HaLevi. And during that time, the Rebbe had come to the house of the Beis HaLevi. Hiske Chomov shala Beis HaLevi, as nechdoi itzel harebbe, sheyavar chosid brufu shalem. Snu, the shver, who's Reb Chaim Zayde, he has this great Rebbe staying by him, so he was masking him by the Rebbe that he should have a refuah. For Amar Rebbe, who writes the lyrics as a yelad. So the Rebbe said, I want to see this child. Shachnisu as a Rebbe, liyad mitosa shal ha-choylo. So they brought the Rebbe to the choylo. The choylo was Reb Chaim Briska. Amar HaRebbe, shayelad yavi b'karev. The Rebbe said, the ungewinched gave him a haftocha that this child is going to have a refuah, and now he's going to have a refuah, he's going to have a refuah b'karev. And he says, I'll tell you how I know this. Shekei Matzinu Kosev Eitzel Avram Avinu. It says by Avram Avinu, Kishakai Mitzvah Achnos Azorchim, when he was doing the Mitzvah Achnos Azorchim, what does the Pasuk say? V'hu oimed aleim. V'tzorich bir. So the Rebbe asks, Loma Nebba V'loshen Hoifa. V'hu oimed aleim. He's standing there. He's standing there today. What it should have said was, V'hu omad aleim V'loshen Ofa. So the Rebbe said, every time that a person does achnasas archim, miskala midasei shel Avram Avinu olav hashol. The mid of Avram Avinu is miskala. The fichach nema b'loshin hoiva. So he says, that's why it says b'loshin hoiva. For who oimed aleim kivan shehu adayin oimed. Anytime a person is machnas oirev, Avraham Avinu is mamish standing there. So the Rebbe went weiter. He said, "Vina isa b'gemar bava basu daft hazayin amadeis." Evan toiva hoysal tuiva tzavar shel Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu had an evan toiva shekol choyla haraya oisa miyad misrapa. That any choyla that looked at Avraham Avinu, he looked at that evan toiva immediately. He had a refuah. For hoysin fa Rebbe. So the Rebbe said like this: Harei hainchem oiskim keis v'misach nasas arachim. He turned to the Beis Halevi Shver and he said, "You're being machnas oirich me right now, and we're all together in the room." Which means right now, Avraham Avinu's here. Who oimed aleihem? So if Avraham Avinu's here and he's here together with the Evan Toiva, we're looking at the Evan Toiva, and you're going to see miyad misrapa. And Rav Meir Halevi Soloveitchik said v'chein hoya. That's exactly what happened. He had a refuah. A Rebbe Shemaisa with Reb Chaim Briska. So he brings over here Rav Meir Sadlacha Harbe Shonim. Years later, he gave Yehudi Echel to Mar Nagrach Zatzal. There was a Yid that came to Mar Nagrach. Levakish Haskoma Lesifroi. He wanted Haskoma on a Sefer. Ubikesh Mimenu Agrach. So Reb Chaim wanted Sheyir Le Mashik Far Kosvalei Rabbanim Acher. So he came to Reb Chaim and he said, "Can you give me a Haskoma on my Sefer?" So Reb Chaim said, "Let me see the other haskamas that you got." So the Reb Chaim is reading the haskamas. He give al kach. So he said shvach. In parentheses, they say chulosh, meaning this is not shvach as a nois and tamlo shvach, right? This is shvach as in this is very weak. These are the haskamas you got. Amalei oisi Yehudi. So the Yid said shasibet shakosvay haskamas chaloshes. He says, "The reason I got that zelch shvach in haskamis, mach machu mishtaich lechsidim." He said, "Because I'm a chusid. V'lochein ein marich anoyz like erkei arayis." I think these, the chaver that are giving me these haskamis, they're not marich me properly. Shol oisi agrach umani. So he asked Reb Chaim, so Reb Chaim asked this Yid, he says, "What about me?" He says, I'm a Litvisher. He says, "Well, you think I'm going to give you a better Haskama?" He says, "If all the Litvisher are not giving you a good Haskama because you're a Chusid," he said, what do you think I am? Heshavloya Yehudi. So the Yid told him that I think you're a Halba Chusid. He said, "I'm a Halba Chusid." He said, "Heve miyad agrach." It didn't take 1 second, right? So Reb Chaim understood, she kavanosa l'hach uvda. That probably, where was Reb Chaim a Halba Chusid, right? So probably he met Yen HaMaisa, because Reb Chaim had this big Yeshua through this Rebbe. The Shah Loisa in Hu Yedeas HaMaisa. So he says, "Il kent the Maisa? But on a Loisha came." He said, "Yeah." Omalei agrach. So Reb Chaim told him, "She is apelun oichochim shom esu uvda hazois." "No, if you kent the Maisa, so give me the Maisa." So Reb Chaim tells this Yehudi who came for Haskama, he says, "Tell the story." "But who's Siper?" And he said over the whole story. Ukishasayim, when he finished the story, Omer Agrach, Reb Chaim told him, "Shebidyuk kemoishahu Siper," exactly the way you said it, "kach shamati me avi marna Beis Halevi." This is the way I heard it from the Beis Halevi. So Reb Chaim said, "I heard this mice from the Beis Halevi." Reb Meir Halevi used to say over this mice, a Messiah, that Reb Chaim Briska had this tremendous moifis, this tremendous Yeshua from the Koydan of a Rebbe. And the rest of the story is that Reb Chaim is giving a halba chusid, and we'll pick up Ezra Hashem with the rest of the raid tomorrow.